This episode of Creative Control Daily is sponsored by Blue Chew. Guys, remember the days when you were always ready to go? Now you can increase your performance and get that extra confidence in bed. Listen up. BlueChew.com. That's blue like the color blue. Blue Chew brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. You can take Blue Chew anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach. And since they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast as a pill, so you can be ready whenever an opportunity arises. If you could benefit from more confidence where it counts, Blue Chew is the fast and easy way to enhance your performance. Blue Chew is prescribed online by licensed physicians, so you don't have to go to the doctor's office, you don't have to wait in line at the pharmacy, and it ships right to your door in a discreet package. They're made in the USA, and since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, they're cheaper than a pharmacy. And best of all, there's no more awkwardness. And right now, we've got a special deal for our listeners. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use our promo code CREATIVE. Just pay $5 shipping. Again, that's BlueChew.com, promo code CREATIVE, to try it free. And while we're all stuck at home with our spouses, girlfriends, boyfriends, husbands, wives, whoever, and you're getting to spend all that extra alone time together, there's no time like the present to give Blue Chew a try and enhance that performance. One more time, that is BlueChew.com, promo code CREATIVE, to try it free. You have nothing to lose. It's free for a month, whole supply, just $5 shipping. Blue Chew is the better, cheaper, faster choice, and we thank them for sponsoring Creative Control Daily.
Chapter 1, page 1.
Ready?
Know ye that a prince and a great man has fallen this day.
What the hell is that?
That is what Robert Lee said over the grave of my grandfather at Fredericksburg.
So I'm taking notes?
Oh, hell no. It's the first line of my autobiography.
Oh, I'm not writing that.
Why not?
It's horseshit. It's a third-person comment about somebody who's already dead. An autobiography has to be in the first person, plus it can't come from the other side of the goddamn grave.
My story come any damn place I want it to.
Not to mention the fact you can't call yourself a prince and a great man. That's for the
world. Now, what the hell kind of goddamn writer you call yourself all tied up in rules and regulations? What's the point of being a writer? You can't say what you want to say.
You don't treat me like a writer. You're treating me like a stenographer. That a prince and a great man has fallen this day.
Has a certain ring to it.
It certainly does.
I thought you might like it. It's yours. It's a gift. From me. Cobb, a prince among men, misunderstood in his genius, as genius always is. That's the second line of what's going to be the greatest biography of a great man ever written. Type the damn thing out.
This next song is one of our favorites to play, and we figured we probably wouldn't be playing it just out of respect and things. But we asked if we could, and we were given the green light. We were given the go-ahead. So you might recognize this one. It's called The Secret.
Searching low and high.
Like I said, my schedule hasn't changed all that much. I'm already, you know, set up to work from home and all that. But with, the spring comes around and the new fucking MLB The Show comes out for PlayStation 4. And I'm not a big gamer. But I keep trying to sell myself on buying it. Because I'm like, do I really want to spend $60 on this? Because sometimes, like, 1 year I'll play a whole fucking season and I'll love it. The following year I won't be that into it. I'm not sure if it's worth the investment right now. But have you guys, what are you doing as far as games right now? Has anything caught your attention and helped you with all the extra time you have, a little gaming going on, anything decent?
Well, basically, I play a lot of video games, but I'm a bit of a cheapskate, so I usually go for games that have been out a few years, and then they're usually about £10-15. So,
yeah.
So I've been playing one called Wolfenstein 2, which I believe came out in 2017. You just get to slaughter loads of Nazis, so it's quite a bit of fun. As you can see, I'm wearing a Mario t-shirt. I'm always just playing Mario on a loop. So, and I've just downloaded a game that I'm going to start today called Sniper Elite 4, which is like a stealth kind of game. So that should be a lot of fun. So yeah, I've always got games on the go.
I think we've talked about that before. Like, and I've mentioned to you the kind of games that I'm in are like, they're a little bit more simple. They're almost like click and play, you know.
Yeah.
And it's like story, the whole point of the game is story driving decisions. It'll change the narrative and all this. And the best one I played recently was called Detroit, or was it Detroit Beyond Human or something like that?
And
I would highly recommend that. That's the same company that made the game. It was called Heavy Rain was like game of the year and shit a few years ago. And those are good. Anything that Telltale Games was making before they shut down and then reopened, like their Walking Dead series is phenomenal. People love that shit. And there was a Batman series they made that was very good. They made a series off a comic, I believe it was like called Fables or something. The game wound up being called Wolf Among Us. And part two is supposed to come out soon. I think you can get it for free in like the PlayStation Store or whatever. So I'd recommend Wolf Among Us as well. What about you, Mike? You got anything? I know you're a Red Dead 2 guy, right?
Yeah, and I recently restarted it from the beginning. I think I got to like 98% when it first came out. I played it for like a year and a half straight. I love that game so much. So I got to the point where I can't go any further. There's just a couple things I can't do. I can't finish it. So last week I started from scratch, and it is such an amazing story. I mean, everybody should play this game. It's whether you're a gamer or not, you're going to love this game. It's just so it puts me in that time period. It's like you're back in 1899 and you really feel like you're living in that time period. So it's phenomenal.
Whenever I get bored, my wife always tells me that. Or if she comes downstairs and I'm rewatching Deadwood or something, she's like, you got to play fucking Red Dead. I'll be like, I'm bored. Yeah. I don't have anything to do. She's like, start Red Dead. You won't be bored. You'll stop bitching. You know, you'll get sucked right into it. But I haven't played it yet. It's in the system, so maybe I'll jump
on. It's very influenced by Deadwood. Like, I only watched the first two episodes of Deadwood, but it's the same vibe. You can tell, like, everybody that was involved in the creation of that game has watched the entire Deadwood series and loved it, because they take, I mean, the look is the same. It's like, you know, you go into some of the towns in the game and it's based on that town.
Yeah, yeah.
The look, the feel, the characters are all, it seems like they're all ripped right out of the TV show.
I'm not like the hugest Old West historian, but I do know a little bit, and if I ever had endless money to burn, I would absolutely take a trip to Deadwood, and I would absolutely take a trip to fucking Tombstone, Arizona, to go see, you know, where the Wyatt Earp shootout and all that went down. But the we were talking about video games. One of the places around here that tried to claim they were essential business was GameStop. GameStop ran into some issues because they were refusing to close. And I know, at least in Pennsylvania, like, now they put notices on their doors like, this is not an essential business. Do not go in here. Blah, 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 blah. So they're working on loopholes where now they're just doing, you know, curbside pickup and shit like that. I think the one around here might be open, but I just thought that was funny. They tried to claim essential. Like, who did you say? The arts and crafts store also?
Yeah. Yeah.
But we talked about this a little bit when the whole thing was going down about, you know, missed concerts and shit like that. Jamie, did you have anything, you know, was there any big concerts or festivals that you were going to hit up this summer that now are in jeopardy?
Well, there's actually a lot of gigs that I was going to play.
You were going to play,
I mean, no big festivals. Oh, but we had some, like, local festivals planned. Lots of pub gigs, because all the pubs have been shut now. And when we were sort of recommended not to go into pubs, that's when I sort of said, we can't do these gigs anymore. But
how full was your schedule? Were you, like, booked, like, through the summer? And, like, how many gigs did you have to kind of accept that you might not be able to play?
Well, literally, like, we've taken it as it comes, really, because we've had, like, 3 or 4 gigs a month, like, scheduled, like, up until the summer. But seeing as no one really knows what's going to happen, some of them are tentatively still in place, even right. though I don't think it's really going to happen. And there's some, like, that have been recent that obviously just can't happen. So it has been really gutting, and we do make a bit of money out of it as well. So. Yeah. It's been really, yeah, it's been a bit horrible in that way. So we're really looking forward to getting back into it, really, when we can.
That's one thing that they changed over here and started allowing for the first time in this stimulus bill was that if you're like a gig employee or a gig worker, that they call it, or a 1099 or an independent contractor, you can file for unemployment now. Back in the day, whatever, you could never do that because when you're an independent contractor, you're paying taxes at the end of the year or whatever, and it's just a whole fucking weird thing. Although there was some loopholes if you were 1099 to get unemployment, because I've helped some people do that. But now it seems like if you're an independent contractor, you can get unemployment. So I might try to do a little finagling with that. The newest sponsor here on Creative Control Daily is Bellway Natural Fiber. Bellway is next-generation fiber, vegan, organic, gluten-free, keto, paleo, prebiotic, and it's all natural with 0 grams of sugars. 95% of Americans don't get enough fiber, which is needed for optimal nutrition, weight loss, and digestion. I think when most people hear, hey, you got to up your fiber intake, they mostly think it's for a digestion issue. However, dermatologists now recommend fiber for healthy, beautiful skin, hair, and nails, and you would need to eat on average about 10 salads a day to get to your daily recommended fiber of 30 grams. So a supplement is necessary. So if you want to supplement your fiber intake, definitely check out Bellway Natural Fiber. And we have an exclusive offer just for the Creative Control Daily listeners. You can get 25% off your first order today. All you have to do is go to getbellway.com and use the code CCD. That's right. Go to GETBELLWAY.com and use the code CCD where you can try out your first fiber. Get yourself 25% off. Now, normally with Bellway, you would get 58 servings for $29.99. With the code CCD, you can get 25% off that first order. Check it out. It's all about your health. You're going to feel better. You're going to look better. Check out getbellway.com and use the code CCD for 25% off. Where the fuck was I?
Yeah, I missed a couple things too. I was supposed to go to Shimmer Wrestling yesterday and today, so they canceled that.
And how often do they run? They're like every 2 or 3 months.
No, they come here twice a year in the spring and the fall, and they do an entire weekend. They have Rise, which usually does the Friday night, then Shimmer does the Saturday and Sunday, and they canceled the whole weekend, and I'm very sad about that because I love those Shimmer shows, man.
You know, it's funny that. It didn't even occur to me to talk about wrestling, but I guess we could bring that up a little bit. Like, it doesn't even occur to me anymore, you know? But
one more quick thing about video games. Yeah. I just saw an article yesterday that the Nintendo Switch is sold out everywhere. You cannot find it. Jamie, do you have a Switch?
I don't. I wish I did, to be honest, because I just don't have the money to at the moment, but I would love to have one. What I've got is a Wii U, which I think is a really, really underrated console. So I'm happy with that at the moment, but there's a few games now on the Switch, particularly Mario Galaxy, that I need to get my hands on at some point soon.
Yeah, luckily I got a Switch Lite or whatever it's called, the smaller version. I got that like 3 months ago, so... Yeah, I just got like the basics. I got the Mario Kart game and the whatever it's called, New Super Mario Brothers. The regular platform one. That's just, those games are always good. Those platforming ones, they're phenomenal. And then one that I bought, which I returned, was the or I traded it back in was the what's the one where it's one like a mix. Switch. It's a mixture of old. It's like old different levels of Mario's past games. Like there's a game like
no, there not, one
is it Mario
Nez
Maker?
Remake.
Mario Maker.
Oh, Mario.
2.
Mario Maker 2. Yeah.
Okay. Let me start that again.
Yeah.
There's one game called Mario Maker 2, which everybody loves. This game. I bought it. I played through it, and I hated it. So I traded that back in. So I only have 2 games right now. But there's also a thing you can sign up for where you can. It's like $20 for the year, and you can play a bunch of NES games and Super NES games on there. Mm. So.
That's amazing because, my sister's got one of those Switch Lights and I'm pretty jealous. Like, it is pretty awesome.
I'm not a huge, gamer. My knowledge isn't that vast or whatever, but for a while there, I did have one of those emulator gimmicks where you can download the. So I had, I actually have it somewhere. I had like Super Punch out on there, Tecmo Super Bowl, like Final Fantasy III, all these Romance of the Three Kingdoms, all these games I used to play when I was younger. And that was pretty sweet. I guess that's one industry that really isn't going to be hurt that much, right? If anything, they're gonna it's gonna blow up for the video game.
Yeah,
and all the current systems you can. Download the games. Yeah. You can download a whole game onto your console. Like you can download Red Dead Redemption 2 on your PS4.
Yeah,
it's you know it's I think it's the same price, but you know that industry is not going to be hurt too badly.
Yeah, I remember when my wife and I got the PS4. It was years ago now. It might have even been sort of new. And I thought we got a good one. I spent a good amount of money on it. And nowadays, like I can't have more than 4 or 5 games on it at a time. Like I'll try to download a game and it'll be like, nope, fucking not enough memory. Like, what piece of shit did we buy? I thought we bought the good one, you know? But it's funny that, man, with sports being shut down and wrestling we'll talk about in a moment, and the movie industry, I read an article, like, the movie industry's fucking panicking because they're not going to make any money off theatrical releases for, you know, the foreseeable future, really. The video game industry is still up and strong. I guess with the movie industry, they're just going to have to fucking straight release it to streaming. Just be like, yo, $7.99, watch it at home, you know, which is still a loss, but... Like that, I want to see The Invisible Man. I haven't watched it yet, but that was just out in theaters like last month, and they were like, "Bam, fucking, it's on streaming!" Like now you can just buy it because you know it's theatrical run didn't get to run its course. But to talk a little bit about wrestling, and this will show the limits of my wrestling knowledge right now because I'm not even sure. All I know is that they did supposedly tape WrestleMania this week. The spoilers are being held pretty closely under wraps. But what's everyone's level of interest on this crowdless taped WrestleMania? Jamie, are you going to, I mean, I'd imagine everyone's pretty much going to watch it, even if they don't want to, just because it's WrestleMania. But what's your level of interest, Jamie?
I'm more intrigued, I think, than interested. Like, I'm not
like.
Exactly looking forward to it. I don't think it'll be that entertaining. I think some matches, for example, Edge v Randy Orton, because they're such professionals, like I think they'll be able to pull it off and make an amazing match. I think that maybe they've got too much freedom with it. Like, I feel like they'll be able to cut and edit so much, like a Goldberg match, like within the last few years have just been almost cringy and embarrassing to watch because he gets worn out so easily.
Yeah.
But I think now they're going to be able to stop. He's going to catch his breath. They're going to start again. So I think it might suffer in that way. Or it might actually be even better that way because they can make everything so perfect. But... I heard as well that they're actually filming like multiple finishes of matches just because of spoilers.
That sounds interesting. Like, oh, that's cool. It'll ward off spoilers. But then it just means that you're spending extra time in this highly, you know, the virus could contaminate whatever, and you're having these guys work together for longer amounts of time now. Close, you know. It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
But I don't even know. What are they doing about, like, Reigns is out. So did they announce Goldberg's opponent, or are they keeping that under? Is it Strowman?
Yeah, it's Strowman. They filmed it already. It's Strowman. Yeah.
It's fucking horrible. See, I really might not watch. Like, I don't give a shit about Goldberg versus Strowman. I especially don't give a shit about Rob Gronkowski. You know, like... I don't know. To me, and I said this on Keeping It 100, like, there's no crowd, dude. It's not wrestling. I don't know what it is, but it's not wrestling. Like, I need the crowd and the reaction of the crowd to, like, enjoy it. Like, I've only seen clips, and I'm like, this is brutal. Is this what it's like? You know? Like, oh, my God. But
to me, it's like it being over 2 nights as well, that completely dilutes it. Like, whatever specialness was there... It's just completely gone now, I think, because it's just going to be a big series of matches, and I just can't see it being that entertaining. I can see myself, I'm not staying up, because obviously in the UK you've got to stay up till like 4 or 5 a.m. So I won't be doing that. I'm gonna watch the next day, and I'll probably fast forward through most of it.
And one thing that they can do, and that we've already seen, is they can use a little bit more creativity. As in when Baron Corbin just murdered Elias, from what I saw on Twitter, he threw him from like a whatever he threw him
off
of.
God.
He threw him off some high thing. There was like a quick cut. Now all of a sudden Elias is on the floor and Corbin has attempted to murder him. You know, so that's the one thing I did see. At least there's that. Maybe there'll be some good surprises. I don't know. I've been kind of disenchanted anyway. And with this whole, like, the card wasn't good to me. Gronkin was the piss out of me. And with the tape, no crowd factor. It's just like it's not WrestleMania. It's just like anything else. So
nah.
I don't know what
I feel the
thing about Gronk. Oh, sorry, man. The thing about Gronk is, like, he's completely sort of, like, he might be a massive star in America, but I think most people here don't even know who he is, really.
Yeah, it's just some dickhead who thinks, like, being funny is just, I dance badly and I'm very loud. Fuck you, man. Shut up. Get off the TV. Wow. I have a seething, seething hatred for this fucking guy. So, what were you saying, Mike?
I feel horrible for Edge. I mean, this guy, probably 6 months ago, he made the decision, all right, I'm going to come back, and he's obviously trained his ass off. He is ripped. He's in better shape than ever. He's risking his life, his body, his neck, everything. And for him to come back for WrestleMania, and this is what he's walking out to, no crowd. I mean, you remember when he came out at the Rumble, the crowd popped. There was people crying. I mean, and then here he is with his first big match, and it's going to be in front of nobody. It's like, it's not even worth it. I think if you would have gone to him 6 months ago and said, hey, you know, this is the way it's going to be, no fans, he wouldn't have done it, you know? I mean, thank God he can, you know, hopefully he'll be able to do more matches eventually. He does have a year or two contract, right?
I heard it was for multiple years, big money. Yeah. You know,
so yeah, it's obviously not just the one match, but I mean, for the first big one to come back to, this is depressing, man. It's he doesn't deserve it, and I think he should have postponed his match. You know,
yeah.
I think the whole thing should have been postponed. But
yeah,
if I was Edge, I'd be like, you know what? I don't want this to be my first match back. Can we push it off?
Yeah, push it off. WrestleMania in you know, a summer WrestleMania, whatever. Leave it in a stadium. Let all the WrestleCon shit reschedule. Make it because people go to that for the whole circus around it now. Not just the big fucking event in the stadium. Everything that goes on that week and that weekend. All the events, all the conventions, all the, you know, live shows, all the parties, the Wale Manias, the other Nash usually throws a fucking party that people can go to, shit like that. Like, that's what people.
And that one thing that you were into, you were going to go to Effie's brunch.
Yeah, I was going to go to Effie's brunch. And unfortunately, you know, I that is postponed though, but I think it might just happen at a Super 8 or something like that. So I'm going to go to that. yeah, I'm surprised that more guys aren't doing the Reigns thing. And now, actually, let's go over it real quick because this is from what I understand. Reigns is off, Mysterio is off. Because he could be quarantined or whatever it is. Brian is off because of health concerns, right? He has health concerns, so he doesn't want to be exposed to potentially. So that's Reigns, Mysterio, and Brian. Mysterio and Brian are two of the best guys on the whole fucking roster. Reigns is the biggest star. What are they doing? Why are they running it? Like, I don't. This is the shits, man. It's not. And I've read, you know, and who knows how accurate the sources are, but literally, it's like it comes down to Vince, of course. But he's the only one who was like, green light, let's do this. Everyone else is like, eh, I don't think it's a good idea. Vince is like, fuck you. We're doing it. That's it.
Yeah.
Nothing
he's
stops WrestleMania.
Putting his employers in such danger as well, because there's no way of knowing that they're not going to spread the virus.
But
like,
the,
they
but
can do all the
thing.
Testing they want.
Yeah.
Like, they could easily have symptoms that are just underlying. So, yeah, so I think it's awful. Like, all around, it's going to be a really lukewarm event. They might as well have just postponed it anyway. And, yeah, it's just putting everyone at risk. Like, you could say, oh, the show must go on and we're trying to entertain everyone. But I'm not sure if it's even the morally right thing to do, because these people have families and everything.
Here's the thing, though. This is one thing that they always say about Vince. Like, he won't ask you to do anything that he wouldn't do himself. He's there. He was there for the WrestleMania tapings. And what is he? What is he, 75 at this point? I don't even know. Like, he is way at risk himself, and he's right there. He's in the mix. He's not fucking, you know, directing it from his house or whatever. Like, he's in the Performance Center at WrestleMania with everybody. So that's one thing you can say about him. He's fucking nuts, but he's there. You know, he's putting himself in the same danger as everybody else. If there's ever been a more perfect sponsor for Creative Control Daily, I don't know what it is. But today's episode of Creative Control Daily is brought to you by Leave Me Alone. What is Leave Me Alone? Leave Me Alone lets you see all of your subscription emails in one place, and you can unsubscribe from them with a single click. So if you've been randomly subscribing to sports emails or, you know, the wrestling news emails or music emails, pop culture, whatever, and they're always popping up in your email, and you're like, geez, why did I subscribe to this? I want to get rid of it. I want to get rid of everything. Leave Me Alone is the way for you to do it. And the good people at Leave Me Alone were kind enough to send us a link where you can use the app for free. You'll get 5 free credits when you sign up. And that is at leavemealone.app/creative. leavemealone.app/CREATIVE. You know, not only would a mass unsubscription, is that a word? I'm making it a word. A mass unsubscription, not only will it reduce the annoying emails, the amount of annoying emails in your email box, but guess what? It will help you reduce your carbon footprint. So if you want to check this app out, you want to get all these unwanted emails out of your email box, you go to leavemealone.app/creative, and you can get 5 free credits when you sign up there. It's an independent company run by 2 people. It's not a big corporation looking to steal your money. This is a unique small business. They could use the support of the listeners. It's a small independent business. It's doing a wonderful service. Give them a shot. Clear your email box out. One more time, that is Leave Me Alone at leavemealone.app/creative. You will get 5 free credits when you sign up with our specific URL. Check it out, support the show, and clean that email box out. Is there a big, is there a lot of sadness over there? Who is diagnosed with the coronavirus? Wasn't it Prince, is it Prince Charles?
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah, yeah. And Boris Johnson, our Prime Minister.
Right.
Yeah, so everyone's getting it. And Boris Johnson, like, he was, just a few weeks ago, he was doing, like, the same thing kind of Trump was doing, just playing it down,
yeah.
Still shaking people's hands. He was, bragging about, oh, I went to a hospital the other day, I was still shaking hands with people, even if they had, like, confirmed coronavirus. And then, a few weeks later, he's got it. So he doesn't get much sympathy from me. I mean, that's just stupid.
I was going to say, how much stress has that put you under that your beloved Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, has been diagnosed with coronavirus? I know you're going through it. I know you're going through the whole gamut of emotions over that one.
Yeah, I'm not exactly gutted. I mean, I'd never be happy, like, for anyone to get an illness. But I do think that, if you're going to be ignorant and you're not going to listen to, like, advice, you're still going to go around shaking people's hands, and that's what's going to happen. But obviously I hope he gets better. It's a real horrible situation, really. Like, it's, I think, finally though, and this, like, even the Prime Minister and a lot of prominent people getting it, at least it's kind of making people take it a little bit more seriously now.
Right. See, I'm not as good a person as you are. So in America's case, if, say, Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer was to get the coronavirus, I probably wouldn't feel one way or the other about it. So on that note, I think Jamie might be too nice a guy to answer this question. But Mike, I don't think you are. If there was one person that you could give the coronavirus to, who would it be in the whole world?
Oh, God. You know, I'm going to say something, and it's not going to sound good, but I am of the belief, like Thanos, there are too many people on this planet.
Yeah,
I believe that as a race, the human race, I think we have fucked this planet up, and there's too many people here. And I wouldn't be too sad if 50% of the people got this and perished. Yeah. And I if I'm one of them, so be it. But yeah. You know, people just don't learn. They keep producing. I mean, these people are having 8 or 10 kids, China, 1 billion people. Like, you're all living on top of each other. You don't even have enough food to feed each other. Why are you continuing to increase your population? People just need to stop having kids, man. People are living longer. I think this is the universe's way of balance.
The answer.
And I'm not the person who, created that thought, but it's true. I think there are just too many people, and we need to do something to get the population down. So this may be the way to do it. So I wish that 50% of people got it.
Yeah. Yeah. And the numbers keep growing. I mean, you see what New York's out of control and So
and you know what? People don't listen.
Yeah.
You know, we've been warned for weeks now, stay home. And these people still keep going out. They're going to parties and, people just don't obey the rules and the laws and just common sense. So you know what? As a race, the human race, we don't deserve to be here. We're destroying the planet, tearing down rainforests. You know, I can go on and on. I'll stop right now. But, I think I'm not too sad by the whole thing. So
right.
You can send all your hate mail and your hate tweets to at Mike Durvant on Twitter if you disagree with me.
No, personally, I'm team virus. As long as I live, my wife lives, and my dad and my brother live. And you guys, of course. I'm not going to forget you guys. But, it's just before we wrap up, the same thing. Like, Philly's becoming one of those hotspots because I saw an article the other day where it was like these specific blocks in South Philadelphia, there's all these cases on this street. There's all these cases on this street. And then it's like
But they've been having block parties the whole fucking time since, like, the quarantine started. Like, of course everyone's getting sick. God damn it. And everyone thinks that's not going to happen to them. In fact, I might open the show with that clip from Spring Break where those doofuses were down there like, oh, we're here to party, man. And I've said it. I think I said it to you guys. I've said it on other shows. Like, dude, if I was 21 and I was going to Spring Break, I probably would have done it too. Like, you don't give a shit when you're 21. You know, you don't believe that you can be harmed, everything like that. You want to go party. You want to go get laid. Like, I see it. But then I saw some adults in that video, too, and I'm like, what are you thinking? Like, you're way too old to be at Spring Break. What the fuck are you doing? You know, with all that's going on in the world, I can't possibly think of a better time to tell the Creative Control Daily listeners about Figs. So listen up for a sec here. With all that's going to be going on in the healthcare world and at hospitals and doctor's offices and emergency rooms and urgent cares, you have to remember a nurse walks about 5 miles per shift. And doctors can work up to 80 hours per week, all on top of devoting themselves to our well-being. And Figs is an incredible company that's doing something about it. They design medical apparel that looks good, feels good, and helps medical professionals perform at their best, no matter what their day throws at them. Figs scrubs are packed with tons of features and functionality. They've created their own fabric that's antimicrobial, anti-wrinkle, moisture-wicking, full of stretch, and ridiculously soft. And pockets. Tons of pockets. Some of their styles include over 10 pockets, which is amazingly useful when you have a stethoscope, pens, a pen light, scissors, tape, alcohol pads, sanitizer, snacks, more snacks, etc. You get the idea. And they come in a ton of different colors and styles, from classic V-neck tops to straight leg pants, to more fashion-forward collared shirts and jogger pants. And not only do they look good, they're comfortable. Like, really comfortable. People sleep in these scrubs, people work out in these scrubs, they have yoga waistbands, and they're ridiculously soft. And Figs doesn't just stop at scrubs. They also have lab coats, jackets, tote bags, compression socks, and more. Really, everything modern medical professionals need to take on the long days and nights. Now, I've had friends who have placed orders with Figs at wearfigs.com, of course. Friends whose wives work in hospitals, a pediatrician's office, a dentist's office, and more. And without fail, I've been told from everyone who's used the site to pick up Figs scrubs as a gift for their wives that they now refuse to use any other scrubs. They've gotten Figs, they want Figs, they won't accept anything less than Figs at wearfigs.com. So, is there a doctor in the house, or a vet tech, or a radiologist, or any other awesome human in the medical industry? And even if you don't work in the medical industry, you definitely know someone that does, and you should tell them about or gift them some Figs, especially right now. And listeners of Creative Control Daily can get 15% off for a limited time. So go to wearfigs.com, wearfigs.com, and enter the code CREATIVE15 at checkout. That is a new code, CREATIVE15, CREATIVE15 at checkout. Get your 15% off at wearfigs.com. Well, we're all still stuck home, except Mike, who's got to wear his mask and his gloves and venture out this week for a few days. But Jamie, what's going on with the podcast this week? Who are you going to have on? What's your favorite?
Yeah, so on What's Your Favorite this week, I've got a comedian called Kyle Wolf. He's a really, really funny guy, and I had a great time talking to him. Yeah, and I've got some really good guests lined up that I can't really say at the moment. But yeah, lots of comedians have been on recently, and it's been really interesting talking to them about the art of comedy and obviously live stand-up. Not that they can do it that much at the moment, but yeah, it's really interesting to get their perspectives on things.
Yeah, it's a crazy deal for them too, for anyone who does stand-up or makes a living at it. Like we did when we recorded The Raven Effect, that'll be out on this Monday, Busby came back for an episode, and he was the old co-host, and he does stand-up, you know? And he was like, dude, he's like, I tried to do some of these, like, Skype stand-ups or whatever one of the Zoom or whatever the other one is. He's like, it's fucking horrible. It sucks. You cannot do stand-up into a webcam without hearing like live visceral responses to your material, like someone just a typing on the side of the screen. It's nowhere near the same. Everyone should stop doing it. Like, it's brutal.
Yeah. Wow.
Mike, we had a discussion last night, the Grapplers and I, about how you need to get back on the ball with the show. We all miss it. We all discussed how talented you are, and we're waiting for you to get back on schedule. Do you have any planned episodes of the Mike Durbin Show coming up?
No, I have no material in the can. There's nothing. I'm at zero right now. I'm at a creative low. I think when I get my new iMac in, they said around April 9th it'll be delivered. I think once that comes in, that'll reignite my passion. And I'm just scared to record an interview with somebody because my connection keeps, you know, my the whatever it's called, the internet thing, the Wi-Fi is just it just shuts off. It'll just randomly shut off, and there's no way to connect to it. My computer's been freezing up and shutting down, so I don't. I had my episode 44 almost finished, you know, a couple weeks ago, and I had to update the system, and Final Cut Pro didn't update, so I lost that file. I can't access it, so I had to go back and recreate it from start. So that's really, it really hurt me, you know. So
yeah,
I'm scared. I'm scared of trying to you know, complete an episode now. So I think I'm just gonna wait. But yeah, so. Maybe in a few weeks I'll have another episode. But one thing I did want to plug is Jamie Irwin, Guitar Tuition.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mike. Yeah. Because that is a good point. I am. I've moved all of my lessons online. I've been very lucky that the vast majority of people, I usually travel to their houses. The vast majority of people I teach have been happy to do Skype or FaceTime. And yeah, it's been really good. So now I've realized I can open it up. Like, even in American listeners or anyone from around the world, just get in touch with me. But yeah, no, thanks for that, Mike, because that's a really good point. I am offering online lessons now. And yeah, WIF underscore podcast on Twitter. Just contact me through there.
And don't forget.
So what are you doing? Are you doing Skype with them? How are you, like, walk me through like a sample lesson. Like, if I'm your student, how are you teaching?
So basically, I usually with my lessons, I'll print off sheets and just give them to them, like of any songs. Like, we might do a riff. We might do, one day we'll do like Sunshine of Your Love, for instance, or we might do a chord song. Like, we'll just do the chords to say, like, Don't Look Back in Anger by Oasis or Wonderwall, something like that. So now I just email them over and print them off. I make sure I've got written on there all of the like the chord diagrams and the tablet chair and the music that they need. And I teach a lot of people through books as well. So it's actually, if you think about how my lessons usually are face to face, it's not that different at all.
Yeah.
And yeah, I usually will actually I'll tailor my lessons for people. Like, there's some people who want to take it really seriously and they're like really young, but they want to be like musicians when they're older. And there's people I teach, like there's a couple of 70-year-olds I teach as well, who are just doing it because they want a hobby and they're doing really well as well. So yeah, so it's just about sort of catering to everyone's needs and finding out about people's tastes in music and again, altering the lessons for that, doing songs they like. So it's a lot of fun, really.
Cool.
And of course, don't forget Mike Durbin's Pro Wrestling Tees store, you know. I was considering maybe a fake coronavirus and then putting out a shirt that said "Save Feeney," like Save Ferris, but I don't, you know, I don't think I want to cross that line yet. Just hot off the news here. This is the kind of shit that we're doing in the States. Apparently, I just saw this come up. Man charged after New Jersey police break up Corona party with 47 people in small apartment in Ewing Township, New Jersey. 47 people in a small apartment. There's anonymous call and they broke it up. The guy Wade Jackson, 47. Received summonses for obstructing the administration of law and violating emergency and temporary acts. They said these will be huge fines, so let that be a lesson to you. No corona parties. No goddamn corona parties, no matter how bad you want to do it. Fucking people.
You know, the sad thing about that is, like, I think that everybody that goes to the party, I think they deserve to get it, and they deserve to die.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But the sad thing is, you know, most of them are probably young and healthy, so they won't get it, or if they do, they'll survive, but they will pass it on to their granny or their uncle or their, you know, their mother or the father, and then they will die. Yeah. So it's that's the sad part. So I wish that if you got it, you instantly died because you deserve to die if you go to a corona party.
Yeah, they'll get it and then they won't feel a thing, but then they're working the night shift at UPS and they sneeze on your fucking iMac package and there you go. You got fucking coronavirus in your goddamn apartment now. Shit.
Don't tempt fate.
Well, again, thank you guys for coming on. Plug your Twitters again and anything else.
Yeah, so I'm at WIF underscore podcast on Twitter. Yes. And you can hear about all of my new shows every Monday on there. That's WIF underscore podcast.
Beautiful. Mike?
At Mike Durband on Twitter, D-U-R-B-A-N-D. And please check out my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Michael Durband. And I just uploaded my full Disco Inferno interview on video on there and my full Vince Russo interview on there. So, and I have like probably 100 other videos on there too. So check those out.
And I just saw that you're on It's Husey Hello this week discussing your top Jimi Hendrix songs with Husey, which I was not included for some reason. And I'm still very bitter about that, just so you know.
Sorry.
If you're like most of us, you carry a balance on your credit cards. And if those cards come with high interest rates, you need my friends at Lightstream. It's so easy to lower your interest rate and save with a Lightstream credit card consolidation loan. You can get a rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay. Lightstream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. You can get a loan from $5,000 all the way up to $100,000. And there are absolutely no fees. You can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. You can trust me on this. Lightstream works. It's fast. It's uncomplicated. You go to the site, you apply, and they take it from there. For me personally, I'd gone a little nuts a couple of Christmases ago as far as credit cards, and my balances were nearly maxed out. But I found Lightstream, applied for the credit card consolidation loan. Within 24 hours, the check was in the mail, and I was able to zero out all those balances and get my credit score back where I wanted it to be. Trust me, if I can do it, you can do it. It's got to be simple, right? So apply today to get a special interest rate discount and save even more. And the only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/creative. LIGHTSTREAM.com/creative. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/creative for more information.